In an unassuming home in San Rafael's Sun Valley neighborhood, there's a very uncommon art collection. It's called the Marin County Bad Art Gallery, or McBag for short. And it's exactly what it sounds like. Inside the home of curators Jeffrey Olson and Kathy Lindberg, the walls of a hallway, a staircase, and two bathrooms are lined with what they call bad art.
Here's one in particular. It's called The Artist's Main Course.
This is Olson.
It's a depiction of a fawn on a piece of plywood with some weird moss things growing out of its eyes and ears. And God, you go look at that and says, what were they thinking?
Olson and his wife Lindberg have been collecting this type of wacky art for over 2 years. The two, who describe themselves as very visual people, say they were inspired after attending a bad art gallery fundraiser for San Francisco's Roxy Theater. That's where they bought the first piece of their collection. Now they have over 160 pieces.
We just rejected. We almost had 170, but we rejected 5 because we realized that they weren't bad enough.
So what is bad enough? It's completely subjective, but there are some rules. The art can't cost more than $20, can't be done by a child, and
it has to be, looks like an effort that went all the way through and failed for either a bizarre concept or some fault in the execution, or just that it came out really weird.
One 18 by 24 canvas stands out. It's a dark blood red color and named Redful Relax. Lindberg explains.
And it has a lot of texture on it, like someone took, I don't know,
frosting
and smeared it all over the canvas. And then right in the middle of it is a red plastic spoon.
Next to it is its tombstone, a label with the artist's name, the name of the piece, its medium, and a short description.
This seminal work by the American abstract expressionist Warmut rocked the American West Coast art world upon its initial.
And usually it's all made up by Lindberg.
It is believed that the innovative application of gooey cadmium red paint combined with the use of interpretive earphones produces an alpha meditative state in mesmerized viewers.
The origins of the bad art are mostly unknown. The couple picks up pieces about once a month on scavenging trips from places like thrift stores and yard sales, says Olson.
We've had people at the cash register when we bought it saying, oh, that's really nice. And we're going, not really, but...
If you want to see the bad art in person, well, then you're out of luck. The gallery is not open to the public. But Olson says you can find their entire McBag collection online.
And there really is no room to park the tour buses on our street. So we figured just the online presence would be what most people can see.
The couple says McBag is just about the fun of finding, collecting, and critiquing bizarre works of art. And ultimately, respecting the creativity of others.
And these are examples of people's attempts to complete a painting, and somewhere along the way went off the rails, and so we're celebrating their creative failure.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.